640.
Well, this week, this very week, is Canada's very first financial planning week. So this is the week we think about how to find a good financial advisor or a planner or whatever. Or, in fact, to understand the terms and the differences between the two. We have on the line Carrie List. He's president and CEO of Financial Planners Standards Council. Carrie List, welcome to Gold Hawk Fights Back.
Thanks, Dale. Good to be here.
What's the first or the most important message you'd like to send out there on Financial Planning Week?
I think, Dale, it's very important that we raise awareness of just how important financial planning is to the financial health and overall well-being of Canadians and Canadian society. And I think an important message here is that financial planning is about much more than simply investment planning or making specific investment decisions.
What is it then?
Well, we talk about financial planning as being a process of developing strategies to help you manage your financial affairs to meet all of your life goals.
So handle your debts and other things as well, I'm assuming?
That's right. And, yeah. and in fact, financial planning includes six key components, and managing your debts and looking at your short and medium term needs, such as buying a home or paying off your mortgage, are important. But there's also your managing your own personal risks. Tax planning, estate planning, and of course, planning for retirement is a big part of it as well, as is investment planning.
Now, if I have a financial planner, you guys are financial planners, right?
Well, we're actually the standards-setting body and the certification body for certified financial planners. So financial planners ourselves, we're the oversight body.
Right. Okay, but that's financial planners. Then do I also need a financial advisor?
Well, that's a very good question, Dale, and I think there's a lot of confusion out there as to the distinction between financial advisor and financial planner. I should mention neither of these are defined terms in law, so you'll see people using the terms interchangeably, and sometimes it's hard to know exactly what services an individual can provide you. But I should say that in Canada, most financial planners are also able, or certified financial planners particularly, are able to serve the specific needs in terms of investment recommendations or the individual financial advice around products as well. So they do tend to be very closely tied.
But I don't think you answered my question. If I have a financial planner, do I need a financial advisor?
Well, hopefully your financial planner should be able to provide you with all
some advice, right?
That's right, exactly.
Well, then what are we to make of something such as the CFA Institute? That's a sort of around-the-world association. How do they figure into this?
Right.
They award a CFA designation or CIPM.
Right, right.
How does that figure into the work that your organization
does? CFPs, Certified Financial Planners, actually work quite complementary with CFAs. They're very distinct. A CFA, which is a Chartered Financial Analyst, is somebody who tends to work behind the scenes, Dale. They're the ones that are actually analyzing companies and stock portfolios and stock valuations, not necessarily providing the individual advice up front to the clients.
And so they're not really retail, is that what you're saying?
That's right. They're not really face-to-face with the consumer.
Okay. And of course, your members are.
That's right.
The difference. Okay.
Right.
Now, as the Standards Council, what kind of teeth does the council have in order to maintain high standards within the profession?
Right. It's very important. And, of course, as our mandate is to ensure the financial planning needs of Canadians are well served, and through the development and enforcement and promotion of high standards, obviously, teeth are very important. I should mention first off, Dale, and it is an important one for the public to know, is that financial planning is not regulated. So if somebody is calling themselves a financial planner, that does not necessarily mean they've actually been required to meet our standards of entry into the profession or being held accountable by us unless they hold CFP certification. So we can only actually oversee those that have agreed voluntarily to step up to our certification.
So I could hang out a shingle and call myself a financial planner, and that would be that'd be fine. Nobody'd come after me, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why it's really very important that consumers ask the questions about qualifications and ask the advisor or the planner what they mean. And if the individual claims to be a certified financial planner, you can go to our website at fpsc.ca and confirm that the individual is a licensed planner in good standing with us.
Yeah.
You'd also be able to see whether there have been any disciplinary actions taken against them and whether they've actually maintained their currency. And it, as a CFP professional, you have, first of all, there's a very rigorous program of study to get to the CFP and to be licensed by us.
Yeah.
Then they have obligations in terms of code of ethics and standards of practice and are held accountable to those.
Should there be government regulations as well, do you think, or do you feel that your council can handle it?
No, Dale, we actually believe there should be government regulations because right now it is a bit of a caveat emptor, buyer beware, and if a consumer doesn't actually know that financial planning is not regulated, they would assume in many cases that the title financial planner means they are regulated. And our studies have shown that in excess of 70% of Canadians actually believe that if you call yourself a financial planner, you must be regulated as such. So we do believe that there should be some government regulation.
But if the government came in to regulate, what would the Standards Council do? Would you be out of business?
No, in fact, there are a lot of discussions around how it would be regulated, and I think there's a general agreement that the government wouldn't want to reinvent the wheel, that there are very good standards out there and that we would be looked to provide great input and perhaps some oversight in that regulation.
Maybe in some kind of a similar role to the Travel Industry Council of Ontario, where there is legislation, but it's administered by the profession.
That's right, and that's a standard sort of professional model, Dale. If you look at accounting, there is regulation of accountants, but they look to the professional accounting bodies to actually establish and oversee the standards.
Even though there are regulations concerning those things.
And in fact, even though there's legislation, that's right.
Yeah.